Hi everybody, happy February! Today it's Thursday, February 3rd, and you are listening to Against the Current, brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM's News Collective. We aim to bring you an alternative and undercover current affairs coverage from Vancouver and Lower Mainland every Thursday at 3 p.m. We're also based on UBC's Vancouver campus on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territories of the Hunkmeanam-speaking Musqueam people. Well, everyone, it's that time of the year. It is officially day one of our Fun Drive Week at CITR. Fun Drive is CITR's annual fundraising campaign, and we would really love if you enjoy our lovely new show and listening to me and sometimes Yuna discuss local news things. Please, please, please donate at citr.ca/donate. CITR is an entirely volunteer-run radio station, and we would really, really, really appreciate your support. Oh, also, did we mention that we have a super fun gift of appreciation, or swag, if you want to call it that, if you donate to the Against the Current show, specifically. If you donate to our show, you might get a chance to come onto the show and chat with us and meet our lovely volunteer team, and we would really like to meet you too, because you are our listeners, and it's really nice to be able to meet the people we make this content for. And oh, also, we have some really cool CITR swag as well. So if you donate to this station in general, such as like $30 or $5 a month, then you will get a keychain. Or if you donate $60 or $10 a month, then you would get a t-shirt or a tote bag, or all of the above, which is the keychain and the tote bag and the t-shirt. And if you donate $101, for example, or $15 a month, you will be able to get a mug, plus, this is very exciting actually, plus a on-air song dedication on Valentine's Day. And you will be able to get the t-shirt or the tote bag and the keychain as well, which is really fun. And the maximum amount you can donate is like $1,000 or $80 per month. Then you would be able to host your own show, which is really fun. Host your own show and get recognition on our donor wall, which is really fun. And you would get a cool picture taken of you, and you will be recognized in our station. But for today's show at Against the Current, the theme of Fun Drive this year is online dating, or plenty of fish in the sea. And there are plenty of fish at CITR that are single and ready to mingle. I am talking about radio shows here, folks, when I say plenty of fish at CITR, not to get weird or anything. And as the News Collective, for today's episode, we wanted to do something fun and talk about some other different news in Vancouver, which is about the dating world in Vancouver and what the online dating scene is like these days in Vancouver during the pandemic and like during the early stages of pandemic as well. So it'll be really fun. It's me and Yuna today talking about this topic, and we're just gonna be chatting and discussing, laughing and maybe judging, no, not really, some of the online dating stories that we've read and we know from experience and took place here in Vancouver, which is gonna be really fun. So yeah, here is our episode. Hi, Yuna.
Hi.
Thank you for being on the show again.
Thanks for having me, Trish.
Yeah, and we're talking about online dating today, and specifically online dating in Vancouver and some of the good and bad parts and some good and bad stories regarding online dating in Vancouver. So just to start off, I would like to ask you, Would you ever try, or have you tried online dating in Vancouver?
I have not. The idea of dating apps scare me. I've definitely swiped through for my friends, like a lot of times when they're like, you know what, I don't want to do this, just swipe for me, I'll swipe
Want to
through
do
for
this.
them.
Like, it's a chore.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a lot of filtering through.
Yeah, that's true.
So I've done that, but that's about as far as it goes to me. How about you?
Yeah, the only th it just seems fun. I don't think I would take it seriously. But also, there's a thing like, which dating app would you choose? Like, would you choose Tinder? Would you choose Bumble? Or would you choose Hinge? You know? I don't know what's the difference between Bumble and Hinge is.
I'm not too sure either. I only know Hinge for like the voice memo feature because everyone makes
Oh, right.
TikToks about it.
That's true. That's true.
But I'm not sure. I think Bumble, the girl messages first, right? The women
Oh,
message first. I'm not sure if that's the same on Hinge. I don't really know about Hinge.
yeah. I think there's Hinge gives you prompts, and I think
Right.
Bumble also gives you prompts, but
Yeah, I think
Bumble
it
also has
does. The
like
little
your religion,
indications, yeah.
your like education, and your like
Yeah.
if you vaccinated, not vaccinated, stuff like that
Yeah.
too. I don't think Hinge has that, but I'm not too sure. And Tinder doesn't have any of that.
It's just the most casual of them all, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess like if you had to choose one, which one would you choose?
I mean, okay, given that we both don't know much about Bumble or Hinge,
Yeah.
I
But
don't
still,
know.
if you had to
I
choose one.
mean, I feel like from what I've seen on my friends' apps and also like what I just hear in general, I think Tinder is the most like casual one
That's
and the
right.
one where you have to do the most filtering out or the most swiping left.
Yeah.
But I'd probably avoid that. And I don't know. I honestly don't know much about Bumble or Hinge, but I know that with Bumble you can like state, yeah, like you said, indicate
Yeah.
your religion or your political beliefs and stuff. So maybe that one, because then you can very quickly filter through a lot with
Yeah.
people. Yeah, I don't
The
know.
thing
How about
is,
you?
like, there are a lot of people who use the same kind of use all those apps. So
That's true. That's true.
it's the same people repeating on Tinder and Bumble and Hinge.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, if changing the dating app does anything for your
That's
like
true.
what you're looking for. If you're just looking for
Yeah.
a casual thing, or like if you're looking for more a long-term or like thing, then I don't know how good any of these apps are since.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely heard people finding their long-term
That's true.
relationships there, but also it sounds a lot more rare.
Yeah. That's true. Because a lot of time people are like, yeah, I've been on so many dates, but then this is like my this number of date, and now I feel like this is the person I want to be with. I don't know. But yeah, it takes a lot of filtering through, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what's funny though? One time I was with, I don't know who I was with, but my guy friend, he was showing me his Tinder. And it was funny because he was swiping right, but he was getting no matches.
Oh.
Like he would swipe so much, like, you know, just like swipe right on every single person, and it would be like one in like 20 or something that he would get a
Oh,
match. And for
yikes.
girls, I feel like it's the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense if all the girls are swiping left on all the men
Yeah,
and all
that's
the guys are
true.
swiping right on all the women, then
Yeah.
that's kind of how it's going to
Kind of
end up.
funny. It's kind of funny. But yeah. So I thought it was kind of funny that, you know, it took that many took that many swipes to get a match with someone.
I
But
wonder if
yeah.
that hurts their ego.
I mean, yeah, it definitely does. I think that was the conversation.
Right.
Because yeah, that person is like, you know, like it's crazy how you get, because It's crazy how you get like so many the girls, because we were looking at some other girls' Tinder, because we were sitting in a room, we were looking at this other girl's Tinder and she's getting so many matches. Like how do you do that? How do you get so many matches? Like I barely get any matches. Like he and then he was like, it's not like I'm bad looking or anything, and like yeah. It's like, that's so sad. I don't know. It was yeah, I don't know, it definitely hurts. A little bit. There you go. I don't know. It was just one person, so I don't know how it is for everybody, but that one person, it definitely hurt a bit. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if it was me or like somebody else, it would. Like, if it was me, I would definitely be hurt too. Yeah. I think that's kind of like a natural response to a thing like that. Because a lot of these apps are like just face value, like not face value, but like just
Very
looking at your
superficial.
picture and seeing if they're hot enough or not.
I think maybe that's the difference, the biggest difference between Tinder and Bumble is that Tinder doesn't try to
I
hide
guess,
that. They're like, you know what? We know this is superficial anyways. So
yeah,
here you
that's
go. Just
true.
look at photos and you can
That's
read if you
true.
want, kind of thing. But
That's true.
yeah, I think the other apps try to balance it up a little bit.
Yeah. That's true. I think, I don't know. I don't know if that's smart on Tinder. I don't know. Tinder is being like, yeah, we know what everybody wants, so we're not trying to hide anything. But yeah, I don't know. That's interesting to think about.
Hey there, this is Pace and G from We Got You every second Thursday, 8 p.m. till 9 on the best station ever.
This week is Fun Drive here at CITR.
The one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, alternative voices on the air.
For us, CITR celebrates the creativity and diversity of the city's music and arts community.
We've just travelled halfway around the world to find a station this awesome.
Moving here from another country, CITR has been our connection to the scene, local events, artists, and
We love having a platform to share new and exciting music from Vancouver and beyond with you. If you're in a position to contribute and would like to donate, visit citr.ca/donate. Support us, support CITR.
Let's get into some of the stories from Vancouver. I was doing some research, and the first thing that I came across was someone saying that like their online dating has experience in Vancouver as of late has been terrible, since one date lied about his age and was 10 years older in person.
Oh, that's bad.
10 years. And then
That's
another
really
one,
bad.
yeah. And then another date did not ask me a single question for the entire 45 minutes. Yeah, imagine being excited about a date and then going on the date and not knowing that person you're meeting is basically like so much older than you. That's so weird. And
That's
why are you
weird,
lying about your age? That's no, that's
Exactly. That's the
weird.
biggest red flag ever,
Yeah.
especially 10 years is pretty big. That's like you're probably in a different stage of
Right?
life if
Like,
you're
why
like,
are
I
you
don't know, 20 and
seeking
30, for
people
example.
like that young anyway?
Yeah, no, that's
That's
creepy.
weird. Yeah, like and just sitting there on a date for like 45 minutes not saying anything. That's also kind of sad. Like showing up on a date and you are the only one who has to do all the talking for 45 minutes. 45. That's a lot of time. But yeah, and yeah. And they said that the men seem to be extremely intense or not interested at all. Extremely
like one extreme.
I wonder what they mean by extremely intense.
Yeah, that could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like intense about the date or intense like as a person?
I mean, I think it would make sense if it was a person, but I have no idea what that person. But yeah, it's kind of funny. And then like they were asking for like opinions of like what other people think of the dating season currently. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were agreeing. So a lot of people in that thread said that, you know, try to like talk to them on the phone first or text mm-hmm. first. I feel like a lot of people say that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, a lot of people say that, oh yeah, if you really want to find someone, text mm-hmm. them, or like text a lot of people and like talk to them before a lot mm-hmm. before going on a date with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
getting to know them a little bit before you actually meet them in person.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so that is what this person was saying. They were like try to, you know, talk on the phone or like text them. And yeah, and that's what they do as well. Anyway, somebody asked, what race are they?
Okay.
Like, asked that person, like, oh, what race was the person you were meeting?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Like, why are you commenting?
What kind of assumption were they making?
That's so weird. And then somebody's like, oh, Vancouver dating is the worst. Usually, if I say hi to anyone, if they do not reply after a day or two, I just unmatch them. Not worth my time. Meanwhile, I'm a millennial, old Gen Z / young millennial, and I work hard 9 to 5, don't make a ton of money. Lots of people my age, especially girls, seem to just look for guys who have a lot of money. It's pretty depressing.
Aww.
Everyone just looking to push their IG or TikTok.
Oh my goodness.
It's kind of funny. Do you consider yourself a gold digger, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, would you date someone just because they have a ton of money?
No. I don't think I could do that. When you hear these kind of horror stories, like nothing is worth, you know, 45 minutes on someone who lied to you about their age and won't shut up about themselves. So no. How about you, Trish?
Yes, I would.
You would in a heartbeat.
Ask me that. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I would. If the person is 90, yes. And I have I have a big yacht in I don't know where, in Italy or something.
Okay.
It's like a big house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
In 10 years.
Material girl.
Material girl. Not even 10 years. I think it would take like 2 years, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a complete joke.
Mm-hmm.
But please don't take this seriously.
I'm public radio.
I'm joking. I feel like I need to make that clear so people don't come at me, but I don't know why they would come at me, but like, you know, just for my own sanity. I think my mother would come at me because my mother listens to this. She would be like, she would take this seriously. She'd be like, what are you talking about? And I would be like, oh, actually it was a joke. So yes.
It was a joke.
I'm sorry. Did not mean that, but yeah.
So, I mean, same. Because
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, because my first immediate answer was yes, but no.
Yeah, that's funny. No, then my mom would be like, "Oh my god, you know too? You know, an older man too."
What is wrong with this generation?
What is wrong with these people?
The millennials. Yeah.
Crazy. Are we millennials?
No, we're Gen Z. But that's what the post was saying.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah, that's. I was so confused for a second. Okay. Wait, when does Gen Z even start?
I think it's like 95 to 7-ish.
I see.
I don't know.
I wonder what the Gen Z dating scene is like.
You are a Gen Z. Ask your friends.
My friends? Yeah, you know. What's your dating scene like? Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, so a lot of people very unhappy about online dating in Vancouver.
That's sad.
Which is kind of sad. It's kind of sad, but like some people said that Hinge has been the best dating app
I've
ever used to date.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. Yes, I feel like Hinge and Bumble do get a lot of positive reviews than Tinder. Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, yeah, in comparison, definitely.
Yeah. I also saw one that said some for our listeners, some good news, that somebody said that they met their husband 7 years ago on plentyoffish.com. But they said that it didn't work out at the point, and then they reconnected on Tinder a year later.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then then they came across each other again on Jewish mm-hmm. Tinder, which is called J-Swipe.
Mm-hmm.
I was not aware of that. That's kind of cool.
I had no idea.
J-Swipe, and they decided to reconnect again. And that was 5 years ago. And they went on our second date and now have been married for 3 years and have a 2-year-old and a second baby
wow.
on the way. Isn't that
so
cool?
It is possible.
Right? They've met each other so many times on dating platforms. Which
that's
is
really crazy. Cool. That's I guess really it was cool. It was meant to be, or it was trial and error, but you know.
Right. But it was the same person on three different
yeah.
That's crazy. It's such a
wow.
coincidence. Like their life could have changed so much during all mm-hmm.
Right.
Years.
One left swipe and it probably like these children would not exist. That's
right?
crazy.
That's crazy. And then they offer advice. They're like, oh, my advice is just to keep at it. Use mm-hmm. every app. I mean, they kind of prove that.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. using three different apps. I did not know about J-Swipe, which is kind of interesting too.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then they were like, eventually you will meet someone compatible. And yeah. So I feel like Plenty of Fish, that was really long ago, but mm-hmm. connected a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Was that Vancouver specific and the app or?
It was Canada specific.
Oh, okay.
Canada specific, yes. Mm-hmm. Plenty of Fish is a Canadian online dating service, popular primarily in Canada, but then in the United Kingdom, the Republic of Ireland, Australia, New Zealand. Hello.
Mm.
How are you not aware of this, Yuna? Jesus.
I mean, were you aware of this as a Canadian before?
Talking about Plenty of Fish, I would like to remind everyone that it's Fungi Week at CITR. So Fungi Week is from February 3rd until February 10th, and it's a fundraising campaign. And if you really, really, really like listening to our show or any of the other shows at CITR, please, please, please donate at citr.ca/donate. Any amount would be amazing, and it just helps us keep making this content, since CITR is very much a volunteer-based organization and volunteer-based station, radio station. We basically have no money, so any of the contribution that we get from this fundraising event is really, really helpful, because then money can be invested into continue making these shows. Plenty of Fish. And a lot of people in that thread, you know, they're hyping Plenty of Fish up.
Mm.
Which is kind of nice.
It's weird. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said that they met their now fiancé on Facebook dating.
I forgot that was even a thing.
That's a thing?
Yeah, I don't even... Did I even know that that was a thing? Why does that sound...
I don't know, but oh yeah, because this comment was made a year ago, but then another person was like, underneath that comment, they were like, oh, is this still a thing? I haven't been able to access the page without, sorry, an error occurred. And then somebody else commented that the option is still available on the iOS app on my phone, so.
Really?
I
had no idea.
So far we've heard Plenty of Fish, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. J-Swipe and Facebook dating. Mm-hmm. That's sick.
Yes.
I would also like to throw in COVID. You know, how COVID has restricted
mm-hmm.
online dating for so many people, because You know, if you're like, I don't know, in your 20s or in your 30s, I don't know, you're old, you're working, and online platforms are the only way which you can, find people, meet and chat. But like when a pandemic happens, you can't meet a lot of people who are not in your bubble, So that makes it so much harder. And you get so much lonelier because so many people, like, it's just fun to go on dates. And I don't know. I feel like it gets way more lonelier. I feel like pandemic has been lonely anyway, but I mean, when you take this out and like the fun part of it gets lonelier.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely would have changed the online dating dynamic because
That's
one,
true
you couldn't
too.
do it. And then after like restrictions started getting lifted, I'm sure people were like more eager than before to get
Oh
out there and meet
yeah,
people
that's
just
true
because
too.
you're craving that human interaction after months of restrictions or
Yeah.
lockdown. But yeah, I don't know if that made it easier because there were more people or like they were more enthusiastic, or that made it harder for people because you have to filter through, so to speak, more people, or like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It
We're
also
probably
is.
not the best people to be talking about this topic.
Yeah, we are probably not. We have no excuse. We are just like, yeah, I have never really tried it, but let me give you my advice or let me give you
From
my
what I
take on
hear, from
it.
my circle, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. And like, I wonder, like, it probably increased Zoom dating as well.
Oh,
How
yeah.
that realm of things like this online thing that we are doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with like strange people. I feel like not strange people, strange with strangers. Not strange people, but strangers. Like Zoom in general is so awkward, even if it's just people you already know. I feel like it would be more awkward if it's like
Yeah,
stranger.
that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And you can't like read body language as much through Zoom.
Yeah,
You don't
exactly.
know, like you can't pick up on signals
Little
and stuff.
things,
So it's going to be a lot harder if you're meeting someone for the first time. But yeah, definitely.
yeah. Did you find what you were looking for?
Not exactly. I think my memory is just failing me. Because I remember seeing on one of the Vancouver dating threads, maybe there was something about OkCupid, and I thought that was a new
Yeah,
thing.
I remember that too.
It didn't, yeah, but they mentioned it, and I
Okay,
don't
Cupid.
remember.
Okay, yeah. So there's how many dating apps is that? Seven, maybe?
Lot, yeah. I'm sure there are others that we've
Others too,
missed
yeah,
too, like the
probably.
Jewish one that we didn't even know about.
Yeah. They're
So
probably culturally, I don't know, specific ones.
that's
A lot
true.
of ones. A lot of
Yeah.
those ones as well. I feel like there's one for brown people too. Or like, I don't know what those are called. Like matrimonial website? I don't know what they're called.
Oh, interesting.
What are those called? I don't know. There are a lot of those too. And it's crazy because they used to be popular when I was growing up as well. When the internet was like, when I was growing up, like internet wasn't that big of a, like it was very rare. You had internet. Well, it wasn't very rare, but like it wasn't like a big craze thing. Like now I can't live without internet, but back then I could live without internet and it would be fine. But like even then, like you could go on these websites, which was strange to me because I'm like, how are, like now that I think about it, that people were still, even though internet was not a big deal, that those websites were still being used, and they still are to this day, which is kind of impressive.
That's true. I guess they kind of switched more from like a website to just apps now.
Yeah, that's true.
Like maybe older generations use websites still. I in my head they do at least. I'm not sure if this is backed up by any actual evidence, but the idea is still the same, is that you meet someone virtually, you don't know much about them, but you just start a conversation and see where it goes.
Hey, this is Everly from Dead Succulent Haunt on CITR every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m.
It's been a rough year for local, independent, and alternative musicians, but CITR's commitment to underrepresented voices is carried out every day with your support. Please consider supporting our fund drive at citr.ca/donate.
I'm donating so that programs like Dead Succulent Haunt continue to play independent tunes.
Fund drive! My monthly donation on citr.ca/donate will support musicians during this hard time.
Happy Fun Drive, and tune in on Thursdays at 5 p.m. for Dead Succulent Haunt.
Fun Drive!
Good luck to anyone out there who is on the online dating scene right now.
Yeah, that's true. Since, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm excited to see what future online dating holds in pre and post pandemic world. You know, when we're fully out of this pandemic, since we're still dealing with it. I don't think say anything, but
that's true.
I wonder what will happen afterwards.
Yeah,
I feel like there will be a boom. Well, there will be a lot of people wanting to meet a lot of people in person, for sure. But yeah, I'm looking forward to see what will happen with online dating in the pandemic world. Hopefully we get to witness that soon as well, and this pandemic is able to come to an end. But yeah, very excited, and hopefully... You know, maybe you should jump on some online dating.
Maybe you can jump on and let me know how it is. And
see. Yeah, definitely. Both of us are jumping on online dating after this, because it convinced us. This chat really
all the great stories we had.
Yeah, this
today
really convinced really us sold to it. Start online dating.
Absolutely.
Yep. And now we have so many options. We learned about so many different websites that we didn't even know of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook dating.
That's where it's at. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, so thank you. I guess that's our episode for today, for the first week of Fun Drive. Woo-hoo! And we're looking forward to making another really fun episode. Coming out next week. But yeah, see you guys in the next week episode. We're gonna be talking about something really fun, so you might wanna save the date for that. Yeah, save the date and time. Thursday, February 10th, 3 to 4 p.m. Against the Current. Yes, so tune in next week as well. But yeah, this is a goodbye from me and Yuna for this week. Bye.
Bye.